hey everyone, welcome to the Dear Family Courts podcast. My name is Lisa Welter. I'm your host. I have my friend Jen Konieczny as my co-host today. Guys, we've got a treat for you. We want to introduce to you Selena Valadez, just an incredible single mom who has walked through very difficult circumstances. Selena really has a PhD on lived experience, and she has poured her life into her three children despite the difficult nature of ending an abusive marriage and then those lasting impacts that those of us who have experienced the court, living out those court orders. But I think you'll find great inspiration from Selena as she transforms her pain into purpose. Today, Selena really is the epitome of what every mom and every single mom wants. She has three very wildly successful children, and she has the privilege of now jumping into transformative family mediation, which we, Jen and I, had the honor and privilege of training and equipping Selena, and you will just fall in love with her spirit, her heart for others, and who better to lead people through a difficult circumstance of divorce or conflict matters than someone who has literally walked in those settings and in the shoes that so many of us have struggled through. So without further ado, listen to our interview with Selena Valadez.
Want to welcome Selena to our call. We're excited to be interviewing her for our podcast today. And Selena, I'm just going to jump right in and ask you to tell us about you and your journey.
Well, as you guys already know, I've been a single mom of three kids for the last 22 years, next month. My kids are grown. I've been in the construction industry for the last 20 years, working as a purchasing manager. Currently, I'm unemployed and looking to change my career. That's one of the reasons why I got involved with Cara Lasso, and it's, the change that it's brought is just amazing.
Oh, Selena, we just love you and we love your heart. And we know that you have been living out in California and now you're in, is it North Carolina? What's causing all of this movement in your life? What a fun season of life to be in for you.
You know what it is? It's amazing. Like looking back when I was raising my kids, you know, by myself, as you know, being a single mom, it gets hard because you deal with just so much. But I never imagined that I would get to this phase where I'm enjoying where I'm at. My kids are grown, and actually I had all three of them graduate college this year. Wow. Both my sons graduated with their BA, and then my daughter graduated with her master's. And my son, who was in California going to UC Merced, actually got a job through Verizon, and they moved them out to North Carolina. Now my daughter, who was in Boston, ended up moving here with him because she's pursuing her career and taking some, you know, online classes. And I'm out here now. So this year I've traveled. I've been to, you know, Boston and Martha's Vineyard, and I, you know, New York, and now North Carolina. It's just amazing. I'm just so blessed. You know, the Lord is doing good things, you know, great things in my life. Yeah, time for me to move on and see what the next phase is going to look like.
It's so fun to listen to your story and just the evolution alongside of your kids. And Selena, I think we met you, Jen, when was it? Last year, maybe in March or April, through a mutual friend, a friend who connected Selena with us. And Selena, tell us a little bit about what that looked like for you last year as you were coming alongside of the work that we were doing. What were you thinking about? What was that journey looking like for you?
Oh my gosh. You're gonna make me cry. I already feel it. A year ago, actually, when I met you, Lisa, because I think I met you first when I got certified as a circle keeper. And yeah. I did. Shelly actually introduced us. And the way that I learned about you guys and the Cara Lasso group was Shelly and I have been friends for years, and she actually told me that she was getting certified for circles and was traveling to Minnesota. And I was, you know, going through my closet, finding like warm coats for her and what have you. And when she started sharing a little bit with me, I don't think she knew exactly what circle keeping was. And you know, we still hadn't talked about mediation, but I got excited and I told her, you know what, whatever it is that you're doing, I want to be involved too. And a year ago, I was in just a very bad place, ugly place. I didn't know, you know, I had gotten laid off. I didn't know what I was going to do with my life. My kids were graduating. You know, they were all, two of them in the East Coast, one of them in Northern California. I live in Southern California. And I had been just praying so much for the Lord to bring something into my life where I could be fulfilled, where I could be passionate about something, because all my drive, my excitement, I mean, it was just not there. I was in a bad place. And when I, after Shelly came back and introduced me to you guys and, you know, told me about circles and I got certified, it's almost like that just opened, I don't want to say a door, but it opened a huge window where, like, it was almost like light came in and I started getting excited about life again. You know, after that, you know, we went through getting, you know, certified in mediation, and not just, you know, regular mediation, but as you know, it's, you know, restorative mediation. And that's kind of been my journey. You know, now Shelly and I are opening our own business for circle keeping and mediation, helping families. And I'm excited about doing that and where that's going to take us.
I just can't believe what has happened in a year. And Selena, getting to know you has been such a rich experience. I can't speak for Lisa, but I kind of can speak for Lisa. You just have so much passion and heart, and you are one of the most authentic people. I feel like when you share about your life or you share a perspective or a thought, and we certainly experienced this with you in the various trainings and meetings and things we had together, but you have this way of opening up the space for everyone to be authentic and to tell the truth about their life, to tell the truth about their struggles, their hopes, their dreams. And so I don't know if you realize that about yourself, but you're a very influential person when it comes to just helping create an environment for authenticity. And so it's just been really special and unique to be in conversations with you because of that. So I'm just thinking, like, as you were starting to become exposed to this training and you, like you said, it having your kind of life open up for you again, having been in a dark place, what did you start dreaming about, or what did you start to think would be possible having this training, maybe just in light of your own life experiences? Like, what did you start dreaming about?
You know, when years ago, when I went through divorce with my husband, it was just so ugly, and I was so ignorant too, so much. And ignorant is not a bad word. Ignorant, you know, just means I didn't have knowledge of something. And so you know, going through child custody and support and just the joint assets that we had, I got the short end of the stick, and I got taken advantage so much. And he never lived up to the child support portion. I just was cheated, and you know, the whole time I was running scared. I was afraid of, you know, him, because I went through the, you know, domestic abuse and stuff. So it was a really, really tough situation. And when I came across this new way of mediation, it was totally different than what I've done as a career for the last 20 years, but it spoke to me so much, because what I want to do is, like, if I can make a difference in somebody's life in a holistic way, you know, where they don't have to use, you know, lawyers or court. I mean, that just spoke to me. You know, if you can sit down with the family that's going through a divorce or a separation and bring them into a circle where they're still able to talk and communicate and speak and be heard, No, because that's what happens a lot of times with me and my ex-husband. He was not listening, nor did he want to hear anything I had to say, and everything that I said was used against me. So I was even afraid to open my mouth because I knew that he had the ability to twist everything and use it in a way that was going to hurt me. And that truly is what I want to avoid. And if, like I said, if I can help other women, and I say women, but I know men also go through it. But if I can help other women, other single moms that are going to go through what I went through, that might be afraid and they don't even know how to go about it. That's what I want to do. So when I came across your program, it just opened the door to so many possibilities of being able to do that. And you know, I got excited because by doing this restorative mediation, then I can not just help other people, but also help myself in the process, because I'm gonna feel like I'm actually doing something important, like what I do actually matters. And that's what I want to do. I've always had a passion for equipping others, for building up others. And if I can do it this way, and I mean, let's be honest, and at the same time, make a living, then why not? So that's the whole reason I got involved and kind of where and why I want to do this.
That is awesome. Wow. Oh my gosh. Go ahead, Lisa.
No, I'm just responding to it. You can hear the life in you, Selena, as you're talking about what that lived experience felt like. Who better than to lead other women through this than someone who's walked in their shoes? You know, we just did a podcast with another woman just recently, and there's so much of this burn it to the ground mentality that she spoke about. And when we think about all these orders that get drafted, you've lived it, I've lived it. These people who are leading and kind of burning things to the ground will never walk a day in our shoes. They have no mm-hmm. real picture of what this looks like, but you do. I have that. And I'm just so thankful that you chose to step into this type of work to make this a career for yourself, to make a good living, because at the end of the day, it feels great to know that you can do something that is changing lives and allowing people to find the results that best work for their circumstances, or the agreements that
Correct.
Best work for,
Correct.
Right? So tell us about what you and Shelly are up to. We would just love to hear that and share that with our audience.
We are actually opening up a business together where we're going to be doing family circles and also restorative mediation. We are starting to do it virtually right now, but, you know, as the pandemic ends, you know, we'll be able to meet in person. And we're kind of at the beginning stages of setting everything up, you know, the LLC and everything else, but we're excited. And I know that the Lord is going to bless it because, you know, we're doing it with a pure heart. And I know that, you know, he wants his people helped. So he's going to bring the right, I don't want to call it market, but he's going to bring the right market, the right people that need to be helped through our services and what we have to offer.
That is so cool. Selena, if you had someone just like you who had a lot of the same experiences you had, and you were sitting down to coffee and she was in a really dark place, what would you tell her about everything you've experienced in the last year?
Don't lose hope and just trust God and trust the process, and don't be afraid to try something new, because that's what holds us back. Our fears, our lack of belief in ourselves, that holds us back so much. And lack of belief in myself is something that I have struggled for years, and it's something that I've been delivered in the last year. Like I said, there's been a lot of changes lately, and, you know, I can do all things. I can do all things. I can learn new things. I can. It's just a matter of believing in yourself. So if I can say that to anybody that's sitting across the table from me, is believe in yourself. Anybody else can do it.
That's right. That's right. Selena, thank you so much for being willing to share your story, to share what your experience has been like in the course and how you are paving the way to offer hope and better ways forward for families with Shelly. It's just such a delight for both Jen and I to watch you and to support you and to be your biggest advocate. So well done, friend.
Thank you. I love you guys so much. You guys truly have changed my life.
Well, there you have it, friends. I hope you enjoyed that episode. You can find more information about Selena and her heart to serve moms and those that are struggling through high conflict circumstances. Selena and her partner, Shelly, have an entity called Passionate for Purpose out in California. Yes, we train individuals out in other states, and it's working just fine. But Selena and Shelly believe that creating positive change for families and those needing support to be able to plan for healthier outcomes is the preferred way forward. No better than to have a leader who has walked through some of the experiences that maybe you have as well. So check out her website at passionateforapurpose.online, or you can find more information about Selena and her business partner, Shelly, on our directory of mediators under the Catalasso Group's website. All right, friends, well, stay tuned for our next episode as we share the story of a senior pastor working with families struggling with mental health concerns. We'll see you next time.